Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the incident that we had commenced yesterday regarding the turning point in the life of Malik bin Dinar rahmatullah alayh. So we reached the point where the old man had told him to go to the up the hill, and he may find some trust of his that was kept there that will save him from the snake. He continued saying, narrating his dream, I rushed towards the hill, which was round in shape with many open curtained windows. The windows had golden shutters decorated with rich rubies and very precious jewels. On each shutter hung a curtain made of beautiful silk. When I was about to climb the hill, the angels called out aloud, open the windows and lift up the curtains and come out of your rooms. There's a poor man in trouble. Maybe you have with you some trust of his that might help him in his problem. The windows opened at once, the curtains went up, and many innocent children came out whose faces shone as bright as the full moon. By this time I was completely hopeless because the snake had come very close to me. The children called their friends, come out quickly all of you, because the snake has come very close to him. Hearing this, more children came out of the windows in large crowds, and among them I saw my own dear daughter who had passed away some time ago. She also saw me and began to cry, saying, by Allah, he is my own dear father. She jumped on a swinging cradle, which seemed to be made out of light, of nur, and ran across to me. Suddenly she was standing by my side, and I gave her a big hug. She lifted her left hand towards me, and with her right hand, she chased the snake away. The snake immediately went away. She then gave me a seat, and sitting in my lap, she began to play with my beard with her right hand, and she began saying, my dear father, أَلَمْ يَأْنِ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَن تَخْشَعَ قُلُوبُهُمْ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَمَا نَزَلَ مِنَ الْحَقِّ. The ayat of the Quran, has the time not come for the believers who do sins that their hearts should become humble for the zikr of Allah and to the truth which is revealed. He says, I was moved to tears and I asked her, my daughter, do all of you know the meaning of the Quran? She replied, we understand the Holy Quran even better than you. I asked her, my dear child, what was the snake? She said, it was your evil deeds which were so strong that it was about to push you into Jahannam. I asked, and who was the old man dressed in white? She replied, he was your good deeds, which you had made so weak that he could not help you against the snake, though he showed you a way of escape. I asked, what are all of you doing on this hill? She replied, we are the children of the Muslims who passed away when we were small. We shall live here till the day of Qiyamah waiting to be joined with you. When you come to us, we shall beg for forgiveness for you by Allah Ta'ala. I then awoke from this dream with the fright of the snake still fresh in my mind. I turned to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala in Tawbah as soon as I awoke and gave up all my evil ways. SubhanAllah.